I am God. The entire humanity uses the pronoun I to indicate one's individual personality, to mean either the waker, dreamer, or deep sleeper, but never to mean the real self, Atman. Everyone is hypnotized to believe oneself to be a finite, limited being. In such a hypnotic state, it becomes extremely difficult to drive home the idea that you are not what you believe yourself to be. That you are the Supreme Self, that you are God. You reject the thought as absurd, something impossible. But the truth remains, you are God. You must realize the truth, discover yourself. The affirmation, I am God, is not the same as affirming, I am Indian, I am bachelor, I am tall, etc. These statements are fundamentally different from declaring yourself to be God. The words Indian, bachelor, tall qualify the subject I. Indian is one thing and I is quite another. So are the other qualifications, bachelor and tall, distinct from I. They are properties, attributes belonging to I. But the affirmation, I am God, conveys something different. The word God does not qualify I. God is not a property attribute describing I. The statement, I am God, is not the same as I am Indian. The statement means I and God are one. Examine the analogy of the rope and snake. A boy mistakes the rope for a snake. He is caught up in an illusion. He states the snake is 6 feet long, 4 inches thick, black in color. You declare the snake that he sees is just a rope. The statement of the boy is fundamentally different from yours. The boy's statement that the snake is 6 feet, 4 inches and black is similar to the statement, I am Indian, I am bachelor, I am tall. The length, breadth and color are properties of the snake, but the word rope is not so. Rope is not a property of the snake. The rope is not separate from the snake. Snake is rope. They are one, the same. So too, when you declare, I am God, it means I and God are one. The same. God is not an attribute, property. You are God. I am God, Brahman, the supreme reality. What a hypnosis has overthrown the human mind. Every single individual in the world believes himself to be anything other than the reality. People consider themselves to be man or woman, good or bad, brilliant or dull, etc. None would even entertain the thought that one is God. And yet the stern reality remains that everyone is God. You are that eternal being, Brahman, not this assemblage of matter you have assumed yourself to be. Vedanta roars this truth, that you are God, bids you pronounce this audaciously. I am God, I am Brahmasmi. But the people of the world are timid, hesitant to admit the truth. They dread the thought of losing their individuality and dismiss the very idea of a human as God. They would rather cling to the world and suffer. Strange, but true. You denounce your intrinsic sovereignty and court slavery. Vedanta tirelessly appeals to your good sense to renounce your false life. Do not shy away from the truth of life. Hesitate no more. Get hold of the reality. Take charge of the kingdom within you. Be your sovereign self, the King of Kings, the Supreme Lord. You have then gained all that is to be gained in life. In the Old Testament, Moses is said to have fallen into the state of slavery. Walking in Mount Sinai, he encountered a serpent. and trembled at the sight of it. Just then he heard a voice say, "Hold that serpent." It is said to be the voice of God. Moses hesitated. The voice insisted to get hold of it. He plunged and held the serpent. Instantly, the serpent turned into a staff, and the staff worked miracles. Moses touched the rock with the staff, and fresh water gushed forth from it. When the Israelites were fleeing for safety, the Red Sea stood in their way. He again used the staff. No sooner the staff touched the sea than the waters parted and dry land appeared before them. The Israelites passed into safety. Similarly, the inner voice bids you drop your ego and regain your supreme self. But you are terrified at the thought of discarding your individuality, your personal identity, mortified to leave the comforts of the known and plunge into the unknown. You would rather indulge in the pleasures of your senses than trade on the treasure of the self. Your inherent ignorance is the cause of your trepidation. You must get over this ignorance and gain the knowledge of self. Embolden yourself to overcome the ego. Plunge into the self fearlessly. Smother your selfishness. Assert your divinity. Your supreme self unfolds itself. You become the supreme Lord. You gain some idea of what you really are, how God operates, by studying an amazing similarity between God and petrol. God, the Supreme Self, functions in beings in the same way as petrol and motor vehicles. Here are three points of comparison which bring them remarkably close. 1. Petrol is the prime mover of all cars. But petrol does not move. It does not have a desire to go anywhere, nor a desire to avoid going. Yet no car moves without petrol. Similarly, the self, Atman, is the activating principle in all beings. But the self does not act. It has no desire to act, nor a desire to avoid action. Yet no action is possible without the self. 2. The performance level of a small car is poor. In a medium car is mediocre. In a big car, powerful. The performances of the three types are distinct, wide apart. Yet the petrol used in them is the same. So it is with the different personalities. The self, Atman, in an illiterate, uncivilized person is the same that is an intelligent, civilized person, and that in an exceptional, enlightened sage. Their caliber and conduct are distinctly different, and yet one Atman functions through them all. 3. A car goes off an embankment and crashes. The inmates of the car are hospitalized, while another car takes its passengers home safely. But the petrol in both the cars is the same. Petrol cannot be labeled as safe or unsafe. Yet, if the first car had run out of petrol a few meters away, it would not have met with the accident. Nevertheless, petrol cannot be held responsible for the accident, nor take credit for the safe arrival of the other car. So it is with the Atman. In a terrorist, it manifests as atrocious acts of destruction, while in a sage it manifests as divine deeds of benevolence. The Atman remains neutral, responsible neither for vice nor virtue that emanates from it. Not realizing these truths of life, diverse activities are attributed to the self, to Atman, to God. You would hold God responsible for everything that happens in the world. You blame God when something goes wrong and praise God when all goes well. You must reflect carefully over this equation between God and petrol. Get out of this colossal misconception. Understand God as merely the substratum of all activities and not hold God responsible for the variety of activities in the world. People consider it sacrilegious to believe a human to be God and prefer to humble themselves to the status of bondage and limitation. They are lost in ignorance, remain blind to truth. It is false to believe yourself to be a mortal living, a constricted, restricted life. You commit sin when you do not proclaim your immortal self, when you deny yourself its divinity. Therefore, gather up all your courage and conviction, face the stark reality. Renounce the false world. Pronounce your real self. Cry out to one and all, I am God, Aham Brahmasmi. A man met with an accident. His new limousine was smashed. The same evening he returned to his house and threw a party. His friends were reveling. No one knew the cause for his celebration. As the party was going on, a few were curious and inquired. The man told them what had happened. Perplexed at his reply, they asked, "Your new car is smashed and you are rejoicing?" He nodded. "You get me wrong. No doubt my car is destroyed, but I am saved. Only my vehicle is gone, but here am I, hale and healthy." Try to get the message from this simple narrative. Examine where people focus all their attention. Everyone is glued to one's body, mind, and intellect. None turns towards the self within. All you care for is your material equipments. You have no interest in the self. You save the vehicle at the cost of your person. This is preposterous. You lose your imperishable self and hang on to the perishable matter layers. What a blunder you commit in this choice, and yet you are blissfully unaware of it, much less concerned. It is a wonder that you have lost sight of your inherent divinity, forgotten your immortal self. It is a strange oblivion. Pull yourself out of this slumber, awake, arise, assert your real self, be yourself. You are God already.